Both USC and Occidental College are under federal investigation for underreporting sexual assault cases. As Sarah Zahedi reports, students at USC are hoping to help change how the university deals with sexual assault cases.
Over the last 2 years, women at USC have been filing complaints that college administrators discourage them from reporting sexual assaults or have downplayed the severity of the attacks. USC officials disclosed that they did not report 13 accounts of sexual assaults to federal officials for 2010 and 2011. USC's Women's Student Assembly Director, Kaya Masler, is working to reform the way the university deals with cases of sexual assault. Masler says students from the Safer Campus Coalition have been calling for greater transparency regarding cases of sexual assault for 2 years.
I find it a bit confusing that they didn't look into it in 2011 when students were bringing up these same issues.
USC officials say they underreported sexual assault cases because they wanted to protect the victims' identities. But Masler questions why anonymous reports weren't submitted.
Statistics doesn't mean an individual report with information, student's name and identity. And, you know, statistics could be anonymous reporting that they gather from the Center for Women and Men so that we're getting an accurate picture.
Investigations continue into whether USC violated Title IX, the federal law that requires impartial investigation into sexual assault cases. Masler says the university's focus should be on how to better handle future cases.
We need to have an internal shift within this university where we stop playing defense and start going on offense to think about how are ways that we can, as a community, better support people who experience sexual violence.
Masler and other USC students from the Safer Campus Coalition plan to meet with university officials by the end of this month to discuss how to update USC's sexual assault policy. Sarah Zahedi, Annenberg Radio News.